But Sable and her sons are among the adult citizens living outside the country who are facing growing threats to their voting rights. That's because of Republican-led lawsuits and proposals to change long-standing state election rules, including in North Carolina. A legal fight started by a GOP candidate in a judge's race there was discussed by the state's election board in July.
They are children of, say, a service member, and they've just never been back here.
Who never lived in North Carolina.
Correct.
And so therefore have no connection to it.
Except they're a citizen, and that's the only...
They are a U.S. citizen, and they have to vote somewhere.
That legal fight ended with courts ruling that overseas non-resident voters are no longer allowed to vote in state and local elections in North Carolina, only federal races. In Arizona, a lawsuit by the Republican National Committee is trying to block those voters from casting ballots in both federal and state elections because it claims that violates Arizona's constitution. The RNC declined NPR's interview request, but said in a statement that allowing overseas non-resident voters to cast ballots, quote, dilutes the voting power of lawful Arizona voters, unquote.
We should never, as Americans, I would hope, want to penalize children of those who serve for their parents' service and their service.